Gemara Nazir Daf Het Masechet dedicated for the Refuah Shel Imam Moshe Ben Dina in the Refana Lo B'Toch Shar Chol Amo Yisrael V'Ragli Hasidav Yishmor Amen. We begin today's daf. Today's daf also being studied the Elul Nishmat Ovadia Ben Rina Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Ben Eden Amen. And we begin today's daf on Daf Het and we're at the Mishnah. Matnitin right on top of the Amud. This is a Mishnah that we are familiar with. Hadeni Nazir Kisar Roshi. So the person declares that he is a Nazir as much hair on his head, Bechafara Aris, or as much as there's dust on the earth, Cholayam, or as they said to see. Hadeze Nazir Olam. So that's what we call a perpetual Nazir. Umigalea Hahat Shloshim Yom. So therefore he shaves once every 30 days. So basically, even though there's no fixed amount of sin, but there's a fixed amount of nazirut, which means he's going to be a nazir every 30 days for the rest of his for the rest of his life. And that's the way we learned on yesterday's daf. And then it says Rabbi Omer. However, Rabbi argues en ze megaleh ahat l'shloshim yom. At least there's no that this guy does not shave once every 30 days. The B holds that there's no indication in his words that he meant to accept upon himself separate Nazirut. And therefore he understands that it's just one long Nazirut. And basically he just has to keep a Nazir for the rest of his life. And he can't even shave every 12 months, which we said a Nazir Olam does. Can shave every 12 months just if his hair gets heavy. In this case, the B says, no, he has to just keep one long Nazirut. So according to the B, what would be a case where a person would have incremental or perpetual Nazirut every 30 days? What's the case according to the B? Keyword, Nazirut. He uses a plural word. And now at first, Mishnah, the case was hadini nazir. So the B says nazir is one nazir, just one long nazir. But if he says hadini mikabel alay nazirut, nazirut is plural. That means perpetual. Every 30 days he shaves and then he continues. So the B makes a point on the language that he uses. Afara aris is not the issue over here. Of course, it is part of it, but it's got to be the word nazirut included as well. So Amir Ale Alan is Ukasan Roshimi Kafara Aris who call Hayam. Fine. So now the Gemara Mishnah says, Hadini Nazir Meloha Bayit or Meloha Kupa. So somebody says, I'm a Nazir, the amount to fill the house or amount to fill the Kupa, the box. Bodkim Oto. So they question him just to make sure what his intention was. Im Amar. If he says, Ahat Gedola Nazarti, I wanted just a long Nazirut. That was my Kabana. So Nazir Shiloshim Yom. Then he's a Nazir for 30 days. Which he explains and basically is saying that he wanted a long Nazirut. And like we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, that he's basically saying, but it's so much to me, like a house full of whatever. But it's just a way of talking. He doesn't mean to accept upon himself many nizut or long nizut. He means to accept upon himself one nizut of 30 days. And he's saying, it's to me, it's like, as much as a house full of whatever. But if he says, v'im amad stam nazarti, but if he says that, no, he made the neder stam, so then, ruin itakupa kiruhi mele'ah hardal. Wow. So then you look at the box as if it was filled with mustard seed. V'nazir kol yamav. And now he becomes a nazir perpetually for the rest of his life. And we'll see in the Gemara more about that case. Hareni nazir mikan ad makom ploni. If the guy says, Hareni nazir, I'm a nazir ad makom ploni. Right, until that takes to go from place to place to such a place. So We did this yesterday. We count how many days does it take to get to such a place. If it's less than 30 days, so nazir 30 yom, then he's a nazir for 30 days because that's the minimum amount of nazir in love. And if not, if it takes more, then nazir kiminyan hayamim. So let's say it takes him 45 days to get to that place, then he's a nazir for 45 days. Had any nazir kiminyan yimot tahama, the guy says, I'm a nazir for the amount of days that are in the solar calendar, it's 365. Monen nazirut kiminyan yimot tahama. So he counts nazirutz for the amount of 365 days, meaning 365 perpetual nazirutz. 30 days, another 30 days, another 30 days, times 365. So it's basically, it's going to be like 30 years of nazirut. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says actually a story. Ma'ase haya kevan shehishlim met. There was an incident of somebody that actually did this. And after he finished 365 nizirutz of 30 days each, then he died. Met. So what is the Mishnah bringing us to the Rabbi Yehuda here? What is he trying to say? So the Mefarshim said that the Rabbi Yehuda basically is agreeing with the Tarakama. And he's saying, yeah, I know a guy. He did it. And after he finished this 365 separate nizirutz, he died. I'm just confirming that he agrees with the Tanakama. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. So we go to the case, today's analysis. We have a guy say, I am a nazir. The amount of the box full of whatever. It doesn't say what, this is a box full or a house full. So the Mishnah said, you imagine that the box is filled with mustard seed, and which is, you know, endless, it's so much, and then he's a nazir per seed, or one person, which means basically he's a perpetual nazir for the rest of his life. Now the Gemara is going to ask, why do you go lahmir and say that there's mustard seed? Maybe there's watermelons in there. Why do you pick such a small item like mustard seed? And if we have a tremendous chumrah, he said a box full. It could be a box full of watermelons. So the Gemara is ve'amai ve'lehebe or ve'lehaziyeh ki ilu mede'a kishu'in ve'dilu'in. Let us imagine that it's filled with melons and gourds, which is obviously not that much. Ve'tehebele takanta. And then already the guy can have a takana. The guy can be, there's a fix for him. He doesn't have to be a nazir basically for the rest of his life. He can be a nazir for however many gourds there are. As we learned early on yesterday's daf, that when you have a nazirut that's an unlimited item, so then we don't say that it's one long nizirut because we don't know how many days it's going to be because it's an unlimited item. So then we say it's perpetual, just forever. And therefore, if you're going to say it's mustard seed, so then he has to just keep a perpetual nizirut for every 30 days until he dies. But if you say it's gourd, well, gourd is a fixed item. How many gourds can be in there? So if it's less than 30 gourd in there, he'll be a nazir once. If it's 45, he'll be a nazir for 45 days because it's fixed. And then we say whenever there's a fixed item, so then you go according to one nizirut for that day and for that amount of that item. And this is a finite item. So therefore, why are you being so mahmir to go with mustard seed that are uncountable, therefore makes for perpetual nazir for the rest of his life? Go with gourd and we can count them easily. And therefore, if it's less than 30, so the minimum is 30, as we said. Minimum is one nazirut. And if it's more than that, so just tack on the extra days, whatever it may be. And especially that the Rosh taught us that we have a general rule that stam nizirut lekula. That when you have a nizirut that you're misupak about, and you don't know which way to go, you go the kula. So why are we going the chumrah over here to say mustard seed as opposed to gourd? And Amar Hazkiya, so Hazkiya comes along and answers, that actually, what we just learned in the Mishnah, that we're stringent in this Mishnah, is actually subject to a mahluk. Rabbi Shimon, now Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Adam machnis et atzmo hamur mevadai. That means a person will put himself into a situation where the case of safek, which is uncertainty, is more stringent than the case of vadai. What's the case that the Mishnah is talking about? We'll learn the case, then we'll apply it to the Mishnah. The Tanya, which we learned in Masechet Nedarim, Areni Nazir al menat sheyehe b'chri ze me'akur. Remember the guy said, I'll be a Nazir if this box over here has in it 100 cord. Okay, it's a shi'ur. Basically made a stipulation. So it's very simple. Go look at the box. See if it has 100 cord in it. If it does, you're a Nazir. If it doesn't, you're not. Only problem is, you found out that it was lost or it was stolen. So there's no way you'll ever know if there was 100 cord or not. So what do we do with this guy's Nazirut? Rabbi Shimon Osir. Rabbi Shimon is Osir. What does it mean, Osir? This guy now is Asur. He's a Nazir for the rest of his life. Why? Shesafek Nazirut Lachmir. Because Safek Nazirut Lachmir. Now, what do you mean he's Asur for the rest of his life? We don't know if there was 100 kud in there, correct? Let's assume there was 100 kud. Let's be Mahmir. We don't know what it was. And then just let him be in Nazir for 30 days. That's the Vadai. Let's assume Vadai. Vadai there was 30. No. Vadai there was 100 kud. And then he's a Nazir. Why is he for 30 days and then game over? Explanation is he can't be a Nazir for 30 days because what happens after 30 days? You have to bring Korbanot. And you bring a Korban Ola. Okay, Korban Ola you could bring on a Sefer. If I'm a Nazir, then this Ola is mandatory. And if I'm not a Nazir, it'll be Nedaba. I can fix the Ola. I can make a Shelamim, because that's one of the Korbanot. After 30 days, if there was 100 cord in the box, okay, this is a Shelamim of Nazir. If there was not, it's a Nedaba. Only problem is you have to bring a Hatat also. And you can't bring a Hatat as a Nedaba. So basically, you can never get out of your Nazirut. Because the only way you get out of your Nazirut is by bringing Korbanot. And since this guy is misupak, if he's a Nazir or not, he has to accept upon himself Nazirut and he becomes a Nazir forever because he's never going to be able to finish it by bringing Korban Hatat because he can't bring a stipulative Hatat. And that's the Bishamon Shita, that the Safek over here is much more stringent than the Badai, which means you could have just said, you know what, just go with the Badai. Assume that there was 100 cord because you don't know, take the stringent opinion and fine. Says, no, we're going to take the very stringent opinion of putting the Safek on the guy that maybe there is, maybe there isn't. Both sides. And maybe there is, maybe there isn't. He's got to remain in Nazir because he can never finish himself with the Korbanot. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. I mean, there's no Safek Nazirut Lahakir. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is what we learned. Safek Nazirut Lahakir. Whenever you have Safek when it comes to Nazirut, you go lenient. And therefore, you can assume one going to the B. Yehuda, that if this Safek Nazirut is going to cause them a lot of homrot over here, so therefore we can go lenient. And therefore, since we cannot check if the pile had 100 kud or not, we go lenient. There wasn't. And therefore, he doesn't have to accept upon himself Nazirut. Whereas, according to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Safek Nazirut Lachmir. And that's why in this case, it'll be where he said a box full of what? Could have been a box full of gourd or a box full of what do you call it? Of gourd. He says, you got to go lachmir. That's the first answer, that the Mishnah basically is following the opinion of Safek Nazirut Lachmir, which is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara comes along and says, Rabbi Yohanan Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. We could even say that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda. Hatam lo nachit le nazirut. In the case of the 100 kud, we're not even sure if he was ever a nazir in the first place, because there might not have been 100 kud in the pile. So therefore, in that case over there, that he might not have accepted upon himself nazirut at all, then Rabbi Yehuda is going to be lenient. Because again, what did the guy say? If there's 100 kud, I'm a nazir, and if not, not. So we don't even know if he was ever a Nazir in the first place. Then you say, however, here you are a Nazir regardless. no safek if you're a nazir or not, whether you're a nazir of mustard seed, which is perpetual, or nazir of gourd, which is less, but for sure you're a nazir. How could you remove that nazirut? How can you come along and say over here that you're not going to be a nazir? So that in this case over here, Rabbi Yohanan wants to, even Rabbi Yehuda will say, the nazirut, you have to be stringent. And the Gemara says, I don't know why. Am I low? Why can't you be lenient? Which means, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you want to say that, well, for sure he accepted upon himself the zirut, no problem. Do one nazirut of 30 days, or as many gourds as there are. After that, we don't know if he's a nazir at that point. If he accepted upon himself mustard seed, which means you'll come in and say, well, over here, for sure he has to be a nazir. So therefore what? Go to Humra. Be a nazir, be one nazir. Be one nazir of however many gourd there are. Okay, now going forward, we have the same effect. We don't know if he accepted upon himself nazirut at all of mustard seed or not. And therefore, we understand you're saying to me that over here you have to be a nazir to some degree, as opposed to the case of the 100 kor, you don't have to be a nazir at all because you might not have accepted upon yourself nazirut at all. Here you did. Here you said, I'm going to be a nazir. Either it's the amount of gourd or the amount of mustard seed. Fine. Why don't you accept upon yourself one nazirut of the 45 gourd, let's say, that could fit in the thing, and that's it. Now, oh, but maybe it was mustard seed. Well, now it's a safek. So we don't know if you ever accepted upon yourself nazirut. It's back to the same safek you have by the 100 kor. After the first nazirut, you're back to the same safek. We don't even know if you're a nazir perpetually. And therefore, according to Yehuda's logic, we go safek nazirut like him. Again, I understand in the 100 kor case, you might not have ever accepted the zirut at all, because if there's not 100 kor in the pile, you're nothing. So therefore, that's why he goes safek. Here, mimman nafshech, whatever you say, you have to be a nazir. If it's gourd, you have to be a nazir for the amount of gourd days. If it's mustard seed, you have to be a nazir perpetually. Fine. So the Gemara says, so why are you going perpetually mustard seed? Accept upon yourself one for sure in this nizirut, meaning the amount of gourd that are in there. And then you have a safek. If you meant mustard seed, well, you're back to a safek. Maybe you meant mustard seed, maybe you didn't. And therefore, it's back to safek nizirut. Okay. So we don't understand Rabbi Yohanan's answer. The Gemara says, did Rabbi Yehuda sabala kirabi? Oh, we go to Amud Bet, because Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like Rabbi. Okay, what is Rabbi? Nitnan, our Mishnah. Rabbi Omer, en ze megaleach achat l'shoshim yom. Remember in the case where the guy said, I'm a nazir to the amount of hair that's on my head? So what did Rabbi Shimon say? What did Rabbi say in the Mishnah? No, it's one nazirut. It's one long nazirut, actually, the amount of hair that's on his head. And that's just going to be, for the rest of his life. And what and what's the case that Abi said he shaves once every 30 days? Amen. Alayim nazirut, plural, nazirut, kis'ad, roshi. When he makes the plural statement like that. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds the same view as Rabbi, so our Mishnah can be explained as well as Rabbi Yehuda. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, so he's going to say, in the case we have a Nazir that was Mr. Pak, we don't know what he meant. Did he mean mustard seed, or did he mean gourd over here? So therefore, we're going to interpret it that it means a mustard seed, and therefore he'll have to be a nazir for his whole life. So therefore, Rabbi Yohanan's coming along to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a person accepts safek nazirut where he definitely accepted a nazirut, which we did. He for sure accepted a nazirut, like we learned. The question is, but it's a safek. Why are you going lachmir? But since he accepted upon himself the nazirut for sure, we're going to go lachmir. The question over here is, we're going to say that if a person definitely meant to undertake a single term of Nizirut, the only question is the duration of that term. In this case over here, he accepted upon himself one, he didn't say the word Nizirut over, he just said, Hare alai Nazir. So for sure he's being a Nazir. As the question is how long? Okay, well, we go on the Chumrah. Just like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah went, just like Rabbi went the Chumrah in the Mishnah. What did Rabbi say? I'm a Nazir to the amount of hair that I have my head. What did he basically explain? Yeah, you're a Nazir for the rest of your life. You're one long Nazir. Not perpetual, you know, 30 days. It's just one long Nazirut that doesn't end. And therefore, at least the 30-day ones, they end. Every 30 days, it ends. You can shave your hair. You start again. If it's just one long, lifelong Nazirut, that's it. It's even worse than a Nazir Olam. You can't even shave after 12 months. So basically, that's Nabi's opinion when he says Sa'ar Roshi, because once you accept upon yourself the Ziru, that's it. We don't go to the Sefik. And therefore, Nabi's going to say, you accepted upon yourself the Ziru, whether it's a box full of mustard seed or a box full of gourd. Well, we're going to go with the stringent opinion and say, it's a box full of mustard seed, and therefore you're going to be a Nazir for the amount of time for a whole life, just like Nabi said by Sa'ar Roshi. Again, that's the answer that we're saying now. So again, if you connect the B Yehuda to the B, and basically the B's opinion is we go lechumra in the case of the se'ar roshi, the hair, and we just say it's one long nizirut. So we'll say the same thing when it comes to a sefek, where you accept it upon yourself nizirut for sure, because we don't know what, we'll say it's one long nizirut, and therefore there'll be a nazir for the rest of his life when it comes to the mustard seed situation. Fine. So that's the way we're learning the Mishnah at this point. So udvira bi huda mi sabala kerebi? We have a problem over here in Abotai. Does the bi huda hold like the bi? Yeah, what did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, when a guy says Se'ar Roshi, he is a Nazir his whole life. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Hareni Nazir Kiminyan Yemot HaHama. Last part of the Mishnah. My guy says he's a Nazir for the amount of days that they're in the year, solar year. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda came along and confirmed the case by saying Ma'aseh Haya V'Chevan Shishlimet. The Biudah gave a story over there where the guy calculated 365 Nizirutz, and then after 30 years, he died. Now, it sounds like he's bringing a story to corroborate the case of the Mishnah. And therefore, in this case over here, if you say that according to the Biudah, that he holds like the Hakamim, that the person who mentioned a specific items is accepting upon himself multiple Nazirut, like we learned. That's like Tanakh Kama's opinion. So that's what the Bihuda was basically saying. When he finished his Nizirut, meaning he did 365 Nizirut, then he died. But if you're going to learn that, no, it's one Nizirut that he accepts upon himself, like Labi says, because the Rabbi says, unless you say the word Nizirut, it's one Nizirut, it's one Nazir. So bottom line, when the guy over here says, even the Rabbi, by the way, he says hair, the amount of hair in his head, it's one Nizirut. So there were 365 days, it's just one long Nizirut, unless he explicitly mentions, you know, multiple terms, Nizirut. There's no conclusion to this case, which you never end according to this, which means in this case over here, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold like Rabbi. And therefore he came along and said the case of 365 days. Now, according to the way Amishnah is Mashma, the 365 day case, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, clearly he has to do 365 terms, which means Each day is an individual nazirut. And then the Biyuda told the story that said what? Yeah, there was a guy that did it, and after he finished all the terms, he died. So it sounds like he's agreeing that what? It goes in terms. But what do you mean? According to the B Yehuda, according to the B, it doesn't go with terms unless you say plurality nizirut. This guy didn't say nizirut over here. And therefore, it's just one long nizirut of 365 days. It's not going to be terms. Odpa, we want to say that the B Yehuda follows the B. What does the B hold in the Mishnah? The B says, unless you say plurality, it's one long nizirut. And therefore, in this case over here, did he say plurality? No. He said, I'm a Nazir according to the days of the year. So according to the days of the year should mean, okay, you're one Nazir for 55 days. That's what it sounds like it should be. You're a Nazir for a year. But it doesn't sound like that Rabbi Yehuda says that in the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda's mashma, the guy finished his Nazirut, he finished the terms, and then he died. Which sounds like he's saying that it goes according to terms. And the B doesn't hold it goes with terms. So how can you say the B that goes like the B? Doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah. So the Gemara comes along and answers. Another question. The odd. Misabala, can it be? Another question. Does he hold like the B? The Hatanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hareni Nazir Minyan Hilkete Kayis. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir, the amount of piles of figs that are in the crop. Uminyan Shibile Shemitah, or the amount of roads or paths that are in the field of Shemitah. During the Shemitah, it's Hefker. So everybody can run and walk into the fields. So there's a lot of paths in the fields of Shemitah because everybody's accessing. Moneh Nizirut Keminyan El Keteh Kayetz. He counts. How many figs are there? Uchminyan Shigile Shemitah. And how many paths there are? And therefore, what? He's perpetual Nizirut for all that time. What do you mean? That's not like the B. Nabi says, if you just say Nazir, it's singular. It's just one long Nazirut. Again, the basis of the question over here is, if you want to say the Bi Yehuda is going like the B, and therefore you'll have an understanding of the Mishnah, that what we're going to go Lachmir, and therefore when we have the mustard seed case, we're going to say what? Since he accepted upon himself the Zirut, we're going to assume that it's mustard seeds and therefore he accepted upon himself a Zirut for the rest of his life like Nabi. But he doesn't look like Nabi because we see so many cases where Nabi Yehuda actually goes by terms and not by one long Zirut. And that's the question. So the Gemara answers this last question and says, Minyan Shan. Over here, he said, Hareni Nazir Minyan. So when he uses the word Minyan, which means the number, the word Minyan, that already is different. And therefore, by saying that extra word Minyan, he intends to accept upon himself separate Nazirut. Okay, fine. So the word Minyan changes. So that's why over there, we'll say it's separate Nazirut. Well, now you're saying that Rabbi must hold like that also, because we're putting Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi. Does Rabbi make a difference whether you say Minyan or not? Ve'atanya, hareni nazir k'minyan yemot ha'ama. Here we go, Minyan yemot ha'ama. He says, I'm a nazir, the amount of the days of the year. K'minyan yemot, moneh nazirut, k'minyan yemot ha'ama. If he says like the solar, the lunar calendar, so you have to do perpetual nizirut according to the amount of levana days. And a bee says no, nizirut anai, until you say plurality nizirut. I don't care about this word minyan. So therefore, you see, according to the bee, the main word is nizirut, not minyan. And therefore, if you're saying that Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same thing, well, Rabbi doesn't care about the word minyan. Minyan doesn't make it perpetual. Minyan just means it's still one long nezirut. So therefore, you're back to the question that you can't, how can you differentiate and say that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say minyan makes it perpetual when Rabbi doesn't? But our answer is, well, we're going to say the Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbi, but not exactly. The Rabbi Yehuda sabar la kebate b'hadam upalik ala b'hadam. We're going to say the Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbi in one respect, but he argues with him in another respect. Sabar la kebate b'hadam nizirut kabir elaveh. Which means that he accepted upon himself a nizirut. Which means, if he says the word nizirut, plurality, then already he agrees. It's multiple terms. And if he doesn't say the word nizirut, if he just says the word nazir, then it's one long. However, ufalig alei behada, but he argues on another item. Rabbi Yehuda shani lemone. Rabbi Yehuda will just say that if he says the word minyan, it also is considered like nizirut. Where Rabbi lo shani lemone. Rabbi doesn't care whether you said moneh, you got to say the word nezirut. So basically, the difference is going to be, Rabbi holds nezirut, that's perpetual, that's terms. Anything besides the word nezirut, it's one long nezirut. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, no, there's a difference. You can either use the word nezirut, like Rabbi said, or you can use the word moneh, minyan. That'll also make it perpetual. So now we go back to our Mishnah. Let's just get this final answer. Answer is basically, we had a case in the Mishnah. The guy said, I'm a Nazir, like a box filled up with something. But you didn't say why. So we say that it's talking about a box full of mustard seed. So the Gemara said, mustard seed? That's a long Nazirut. Why don't we say gourd? Make it easy on the guy. So the first answer is, we're going like Rabbi Shimon that holds that when you have a Safik Nizirut, you go Lahmir. Okay, Safik Nizirut Lahmir. I answer. Rabbi Yochanan gives the second answer. No, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda, and who normally says Safik Nizirut Lahakim, but that's when we're not even sure if he accepted upon him Nizirut at all. But here, that he accepted upon himself some sort of Nizirut, either mustard seed or gourd, we go Lahmir. And we follow the opinion of Rabbi in the Mishnah that says that we're going to be Mahmir, that he is considered a Nazir his whole life. Because basically he's saying mustard seed, and therefore he's just a Nazir, one Nazir, not perpetual, because the B doesn't go with perpetual, let's just say the word Nazirut. And therefore, Rabbi will agree with him. So Rabbi Yehuda will agree with the B. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah goes with mustard seed. And mustard seed means not perpetual 30-30-30-30, but one long nizirut for the rest of life, which is a tremendous chumrah, because you can never shave at all. And the Gemara comes along and says, what do you mean? Does Rabbi Yehuda actually subscribe to Rabbi's opinion? Because we see a lot of times that Rabbi Yehuda goes with perpetual, not with one long nizirut. So he said, no, those are cases where he said the word minyan. When he said the word minyan, that's like saying the word nizirut, plurality. Oh, but Rabbi doesn't make a chiluk on the word minyan. He just says the word nizirut. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda argues on him on that sense, that Rabbi doesn't care about the word minyan. He just cares about the word nizirut, which separates them. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, there's two words, nizirut and minyan. That can make it perpetual. But otherwise, he agrees with Rabbi of the Mishnah, and that is going to be the deen. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Hareni Nazir Kol Yemei Hayai. Guy says, I'm a Nazir for all the days of my life. Hareni Nazir Olam, or I'm a permanent Nazir. Harezi Nazir Olam. So therefore, he is a permanent Nazir. That's a straight up case. And that basically says, I'm a Nazir my whole life. Afilu me'as shana ba'afilu elef shani. But if he makes a stipulation, he says 100 years or 1,000 years, so that he limited it, put a number on it, enze nazir olam, He's not called Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Le'olam. The first case is called Nazir Olam, which means he's a Nazir Olam, which means every year he could shave his hair if it gets long. Mashi'enkin in the second case, where he said for 100 years or 1,000 years, we put a finite number to it, so then already he's a Nazir forever. And that's more strict, because then he can never even shave his hair at all. He's just one long Nazir that never ends. Tamrubanan. Harini Nazir ba'achat. The guy comes along and says, I'm a Nazir and one. So Moneh Shetayu. So then you have to count two terms of Nazirut. Ve'od. Or let's say he says, Harini Nazir. Ahat ve'od. Nazir. Ahat ve'od. Well, Moneh Shalosh. Now you got to count three Nazirut. Nazir is one. Ahat is one. And Od is one. Now, let's say he says, Veshuv. He says, Harini. Nazir, ahat, hareni nazir, ve'ahat, ve'od, ve'shuv, meaning, and again, so that's four, so moneh arba, so every word that he's adding, nahat is one, I'm sorry, nazir is one, ahat is one, od is one, and shuv is one. So the Gemara says, peshita, well, is that obvious? No, ma'udetema ve'shuv kikulu, ve'abye lashik. I might have thought when he says shuv, and again, it means again to what it was until this point. He said, Nazir, Ahad, Ve'od. So that's three. Maybe I would have thought when you say Veshuv, it's another three. And therefore you got to keep six. Now the term of Veshuv, Kikudu, V'Havya, Lashit. Kamash Malad, no. Veshuv just adds one. Tanur Banan. Hareni Nazir. If a person comes along and says, Hareni Nazir. And he added an extra term. What term did he add? Sumkos omer hen achat, which means if he said the word hen, so hen is one nazirut. Digun, but if he said had any nazir digun, so digun is shtayim. If he said tirigun, that's shalosh, that's three, and tetragon, that's four. Arba, and Puntigon, that's the Pentagon, that's Hamesh, that's going to be five. So basically, if he added these, I guess what are they, Greek words, is Hareni Nazir Hen, or Hareni Nazir Digon, or Hareni Nazir Terigon, or Tetrigon, or Pentagon. So that's either one, two, three, four, five. Tarabana, Bayit Agon. Let's say you have a round house, no corners. Digon. Or a two-cornered house, or a tirigon, three-cornered house, or puntigon, five-cornered house. Eno mitame b'nigaim. Okay, there's no laws of tum'at nigaim. Tatrigon mitame b'nigaim. Okay, it's the hook. When it comes to the laws of nigaim in a house, it only is subject to a house that has four corners. Round house, round walls, no nigaim. Two corners, three corners, five corners, no nigaim. It's got to be a regular house with four walls, with four corners. So the Gemara says, "My tama." What's the reason for this? It says, "Lemata homer kir kirot," which means in the pesukim that talk about sara'at, it says the word kirot. Kirot is plural for walls. Lemata homer kir kirot, and above it says the word kirot. Harekan arba. So basically we have kirot, kirot. Each kirot is two. And therefore two kirot, that teaches us what? Four walls. You want to know the pesukim? It's in Vayikra Yudalit. In Lamentet, the pesuk says, the Kohen will come back on the seventh day and he sees that the nega is spreading bekirot habayit. In Lamed Zayin, which is two pesukim earlier, it says when the Kohen initially comes to check out the Sara'at, he looks at him and he sees that v'ra'ata nega v'nei nega bekirot habayit. So it says kirot when he initially comes. It says kirot when he comes back. Kirot, kirot, plural, two walls, four walls. Four walls is how many corners? Four corners. And if we have a deen that a house to be subject to deening of sara'at is only when there is four walls. Hadran, Allah, called Kinuyeh.